It's a very, very great kavod for us to have the Rosh Yeshiva with us. Two summers ago, the Masmidim had an opportunity to go visit the Rosh Yeshiva in the Camp Yeshiva of Staten Island. This summer, we almost went, and then we realized Rosh Yeshiva's coming here. We didn't want to be matriachim twice, but we're so very honored that the Rosh Yeshiva agreed to share some Divrei Torah with us this afternoon.
Mike,
I get asked every so often, what do you talk about in the yeshiva? I think Musa or something like that, right? What would you talk about if you're in my position? Seriously. Any suggestions that you would think to talk about? First, I can use these suggestions in any case, but I'm just saying, but think about it. Yes, that's one of my problems. That's why I have someone repeating it. I don't hear. What, was someone said something?
Because what do you want to talk about? It's up to you.
Well, what would you talk about?
What do you want to talk about? Gemara.
Yeshiva, you have to talk about something.
Talk.
You
know. Somebody?
It's Rima Torah.
Rima Torah. I'll tell you what. The boys are in the middle now about the balance. Rima Torah, college. The studies, making.
More basic stuff.
More basic.
What about daily halachas?
That's big stuff. I'll tell you to read my book.
What about daily halachas?
Okay. It covers your problems. That's really your problem.
Gravy, the balance of Bin Adam Machadero and Limud HaTorah at this stage in our lives.
The balance of the Adam Lachavero and Limud HaTorah at the stage in their lives.
In every stage of your life. Why on this stage of your life?
Every stage of your life. Every stage.
I'll tell you what I answer. I speak about murder. Funny. None of you really laugh. Most guys laugh. No, you got it. That's what I expected. You guys were holding in and hey, that's all right. What do you mean you speak about murder? Now, the truth is, we don't speak about murder. Because who's going to murder? Okay, so now I'm going to ask you a different question. What's murder? What's murder?
Killing someone.
Huh?
Killing someone.
Kill anybody? Just about.
No.
I dropped.
God.
Huh?
A guy.
That's the one you want to murder. I didn't say that.
Like the Mitzvim.
Yeah, but that wasn't what I asked. Yes, the Mitzvim.
Who killed
the what is the you want to give the death penalty in the United States? What do you have to do? What kind of murder do they have to do? I hit a guy with a car while I'm drunk, is that murder? Maybe he with the death penalty?
Kill someone with intent to kill.
Intent to kill. In English it's called premeditated. Okay. And would you apply that to the Torah too?
Amazing.
Yeah, but you would say that that's what murder is according to the Torah also. Well, you're wrong. No, but it's important. He's right. Most of us will answer that because we live in America. You know what murder is, according to the Torah? A guy that doesn't care if he kills somebody. He's careless. That's murder. And you know why we don't kill him? Because it's hard to get our soy on that. And that's why it's called shogeg. You know the shogeg, you go to the miklat. That's not accidents. That's carelessness. And certain carelessness, you can't even go, because it won't forgive you. If you're really careless, it's not forgiving you. You know, when even you play golf, right? You hit the ball, and you got to see, oh, there's people over there. Four! The guy says five. The guy's giving numbers. They think they have to know. Someone had to give you the rules before that, you know, someone screams four, you better duck. You know, stuff like that. But why they do that? Because they understand they were careless. In other words, they tried to aim over there, I hope. But they know they're not the very best shots in the world. So then you wait till people leave. Anyone here learn Marcus? Okay. So you know about a sign that doesn't go to the goats, right? Now, what's a sign? Something we didn't say speak to for 3 days. A guy you don't speak for 3 days, you want to kill. Is that really the way it is? Imagine your brothers, who you probably don't speak to for 3 days at a time, right? Would you say you want to kill them? I want to bash their heads until they understand what I'm talking about, because that's about it. That you want to do the Echafros anyway. I don't need, what do you call it? But I'm talking about, do I hate him so much I want to get him killed? So why is it you want to say such a thing if you don't go to GOATS? Let's take the case that's normally brought in, the guy's chopping wood in the forest. The forest is a public place. Everyone's right to go there. And I happen to have an axe head that's a little loose. Nobody's around. So I chop with it. Well, you know, I can go get a new axe. And I just wait a couple of minutes till the guy passes. How do you know if someone's there? I have my friend over there. He's standing behind the tree. And he keeps his eyes open and he says, stop, someone's coming. And that's what he does the whole day. Then he says one time, you know what's coming? Yankee's coming. Yankee, let him watch out for himself. Why do I have to watch out for him? Let him watch out for himself. That means he doesn't care for that second if he kills. What do you mean he don't care to kill? Of course, but no, I don't expect it to happen. I don't do anything there, but I'm careless. And very well may happen. That's murder. It's worse than the one that it had kavanah to kill this guy and I killed this guy. Here I'm potter. This I'm chayiv. Because I am like a goy who do the same thing as chayiv misa. So the goy is chayiv misa because he has no shoygeik. Not because we're not fair in this thing. He has no shoygeik. But it's the same chayiv for us. We're rotzchim. That's why he's called Ritzayach. He's a murderer. There's no question. When you want to say he didn't mean to be a murderer, that's fine. But you didn't care, and that's enough to mean to be a murderer. By the Teicher, not caring if you kill somebody is murder. And that's what you talk about. And if you have a lot of people, especially kids, are not very careful. They throw rocks. They don't look where they're going, where the rocks are going to fall. They throw things. They're very helpful to the goyim. I'll give you a mushal that happened yesterday in the yeshiva. They had to take out a big air conditioner and we bought a new one and it was broken. So usually you have to wait for the goy to take it out. It was a hot day. They don't want to work for the goy. They're going to do the yeshiva a favor, right? They're going to take it out themselves. Okay, they got the tools, the thing there, and then they drop it. And it falls two floors. Thank God nobody was there. But as far as what they did, they were murderers. And that's shot in the Pasuk. It says that Mizuch HaShemesh, the Moshe Rabbeinu and Malkishanu, separates the three cities. So it says Mizuch HaShemesh. The Gemara says it's Racht HaShemesh al Rotzchun. You shined the sun on the Rotzchun. You're doing them a favor. Why am I doing them a favor? Yeah, because the first mitzvah you do, it's not even going to count, and that's what you do before you die, is to make the Yorei Miklah. It's not even good. You know, nothing else you could have done. But it's Lach D'Shemesh. Moshe's answer is simply because we're all murderers. Imagine, I assume most of you guys drive already. You look like you're all murderers. Okay, you're driving down Ocean Parkway. I'm picking Ocean Parkway because it's a big city, a big street, and a lot of people cross. not with the light, against the light, the soul, they're all the same to them over there. Right? And you drive you down and you're looking and you're talking to your friend over there, and you're driving. And in the corner of your eye you see you almost hit somebody. Right? Phew, that was close, right? And now you're gonna look like this for the next 5 minutes, right? Like that. And in 5 minutes you don't hit a guy, you're back to this. You don't matter. You don't care. What do you mean, I don't care? Of course I care. Not the way you're supposed to care. I'll show you what it means as far as having a house. Anyone have little kids in the house yet? Oh, you remember any little kids when you had little kids in the house? Okay. What did your parents do to baby-proof the house? Or they didn't do that? Huh? You guys know baby-proofing the house means? And we get no sharp-ended no matter... My wife loves those points on the furniture, and she's not going to get it because the kid may hurt herself. Right? You know those plugs where you have to fit in? They put in those plastic things, and it's always hard to get out. And don't try putting it out with a knife. Okay? And the thing, it's a pain in the neck. And the window bars look like you're in a prison. Right? And all these I have, when my kids grow up, thank God, out. Now I can buy the Facebook head, now I can buy to take out the things, I don't have to go take it up before I put the plug in. It's terrific. And then the grandkids come to me. What do you do then? Okay, so maybe I'm back in business the way it was. But what happens if someone else comes? He said, hey, let them watch their kids. What am I going to give you myself for? You don't care that much, that's why. I'm not saying, dear God, you're not chayim, but I'm just saying, but the idea is you don't care enough. If you cared enough, you wouldn't do it for someone else's kid either. And that's the taina we have on us. We're not careful. And we're supposed to be careful, and kids don't understand that. Live in America. There's no such thing as being careful. You do what you want to do, and it's the other guy's problem. And the thing. And that's what we really have to talk about, murder. That's what I'm saying. You know, you think murder is this thing that nobody does and stuff. We're able to murder, but we forgot what murder is. And that's the important things for us to remember. You know, when did we actually become free in the time? Free. And when it gave a guess.
After the Yom Suf?
They were dead before. I mean, they told us to go. I mean, we went. First of all, they didn't tell us to go. I was just going to be breaking them. But we didn't need them. We were out already. Like they were chasing us, so we were out. But when do we become free? Okay, he gave at least a date when he got to the Yom Suf. Okay, you know, still then the tree was still behind us. Okay, any other time?
Seder?
Karim Pesach? No, I'm sorry, on the 15th, when the Pchayim died. Okay, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says it happened on Rosh Hashanah. 6.5 months before we went out of Mitzrayim. But it was 4 degrees. You know, we drink 4 cases. Yeah. If I had it, why? Because it seems to say they're all synonyms, and therefore, with every synonym, we drink a case. Why not? We'd have 10 synonyms. We'll have to drink 10 cases. And you should know, in synonyms, in language, every synonym means a drop different than the other. They don't mean the same thing. None of them mean the same thing. That's why you have different words for it. But as far as most people, it's the same thing. What things will make a happy person. What were the 4 steps? Take a look at Chumash. It says, first you stop the Avodas Perach. And it was that hard labor. who became slaves without hard labor. The second one was that we became free, but we were second-class citizens. What do you mean second-class citizens? This you got to understand. We were second-class citizens till about 1990s, around, not too long ago, maybe before your birth, but not too long ago. What do you mean with second-class citizens? If I wanted to attend something or do something, I want to go to school. Our entrance exams are given on Saturday. You can't take it, tough luck, Charlie. Okay? You can't get a program. You want to come into a public place? I got kicked out of the Capitol in 1950 for wearing a yarmulke. Not allowed to keep your hair going, it's a public place. Now they, probably even in a pub, in a library you would have to take it off. Because on the east side they would have been more, they were all from the inn, so they didn't kick you out. But otherwise, technically it was illegal. They had to throw you out of a public building if you were in. Post office didn't count. I don't know why, but they didn't count. Okay, now, except for the Congress itself, you can cover your head anyway. Not because of us, but because they're Punjabs. They had to let them, and they, so they let us also. But you still can't cover your head in Congress. Even that Arab Saina, who wants to cover her hair, can't cover her hair. Until the, so if anyone here became representative, never could cover his hair. But you can go to front of the Supreme Court if you want. That's even all the yarmulkes. Doctors in the hospital with yarmulkes. Once upon a time, they were wearing yarmulkes. Okay? You want to be a citizen of the United States? If you act like a goy, we'll let you in. The blue laws, you guys know what blue laws are? You couldn't keep your store open on a Sunday, you had to keep it closed. If you're Shemesh Shabbos, you lost 2 days, right? Now it doesn't work out. You have to do one or the other. You can go now. Now you can go. I can't take my test today. It's Saturday. I give it to you on Sunday. And things like that. All of these things became now. But that's making us into full citizens. But till then we were what we call free. We're citizens, but we don't have the full rights. And the fourth madrega is obviously where we have the full rights. And you need these steps to take you up to it because the Emancipation Proclamation took place suddenly, right? Whatever date he made that you're free at this date, that date came, and all of a sudden the blacks were free, right? And the black doesn't have a job, doesn't have any money, not like by us when an evidentiary goes, you have to give him some extra money so you can have to live on something. Wait, so what happens lunchtime? He comes back to the house and says, can I, you know, what do you say? The boss says, what are you doing here? The owner. You can't eat lunch. You have no right to eat lunch here. You don't work for me anymore. You're not my slave anymore. So where's he going to get lunch? You want to steal it. Okay. So we created that problem. We didn't anticipate these problems. The Beishul made it slow. We're able to make money, we're able to produce, we're able to live as a people, and we're free. But we didn't have, it was like Russia. We didn't have permission to leave. Okay, you can't leave. Not because you can't leave, you can leave whenever you wanted to. The Beishon just wanted to break power to he'll throw us out. That was you leaving the Yugoslavia. But otherwise, you could have left. And what day do we remember? Say it in tefillin. And when you put on your tefillin every morning, you say in Parshas Kaddish, the Yom Tzeis Chameiz Mitzrayim. You remember the day you left Mitzrayim. Not that we don't remember the day we come free. Remember that we left Mitzrayim. Why? Because we don't want those the culture of Mitzrayim. We want you to Mitzrayim to hate you, you to hate Mitzrayim, but you really don't want to be a Mitzrayim anymore. before this, the First World War, or even up to, it's really till Hitler really was elected in 1933, the German Jews would say, I'm a German of the Hebraic persuasion, I think it was called. In other words, but I'm a German. You want to see how prejudiced America is? Language, okay? You go into a restaurant, you see Chinese American, Greek American, Italian American. What about a Jew? American Jew. What's the difference? Difference with the adjective and what the noun is. The noun is what you are. So we're Americans, just a question, what kind of American? Say Chinese, Greek, this. Or you're a Jew. And then the question is what kind of Jew you are. You're an American Jew. You're a Jew. You don't count that you're American or not. That's the part you have to remember. You're still in Gauls. It's still the language of the beach. This is the point that we, this is part of culture. So in Germany, you wanted to be Germans, so the mention made it that we hate Germany to such a degree we wouldn't even buy their stuff, even though it was the best stuff on the market. After the war, people wouldn't buy Germany. Same thing goes with France. You think the Jews that left France are going to go buy the new gowns they're coming out with? But I don't really know from the French. And that's what he does to all the nations. You know, you guys say, Tekabi Shefer Gadol Cheilaseinu, right? God's going to make us free. Right? What's the Bracha end? Kavis Nitche Amo Yisrael, the leftovers. There are no Jews in Asia anymore. One here, there, five there. They're all in Israel. No Jews in North Africa anymore. They're in Israel. No Jews in Australia has a little bit. The big community of Australia, it's a big community, you hear about it, right? How many people you think live there? Anyone have an idea? What do you call a big community? It's not enough. I'm an East Sider, so I know what a big community is. I don't know if you guys know what a big community is. Borough Park, Flatbush, big communities. I don't know what the population is now, but about 15, 20 years ago, it was 70,000. You know what the population of the East Side was when I was a kid? 1 million.
No.
Yeah.
Joke.
Now you know the difference. I know what a big, what a big community is. Friday night, you were going to in the street, want to take a walk after eating. Everybody's going to hear a drasha because everybody knows the only that was their entertainment. Whatever it was, the whole week you worked hard. You came home 10, 11 o'clock at night. And you went out early, so you finally Friday night comes. You couldn't walk on the sidewalks. You had to walk in the street. That's how many people were in the street. Going to shul. Going to speeches. But we're not in our country. We're not where we are. We're not supposed to be here. And we're the only big group left. And Europe has a little bit, a couple of million yet, but they're split up. Russia doesn't have too much anymore. We got 6 million there, 5-6 million. We don't want it to happen the way they had to go. We want to go to Shalom. I don't know what's going on in the world, but you got to think about it. That's the most important part. You do whatever you have to do, but keep that in mind. And I'll tell you seriously, I keep my passport up to date. You never know when you need it. But don't go looking for it if you don't have it. It'll take you months. So that's what's important. Anyway, Hatzlacha Rabbi, have a good summer. And a good year, see what's in the table. You're not supposed to say that to Tisha B'Av, but you say it now. And let's lock her up.
Can I give Rashid a hand?
I just put another egg.